This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by regular guest Justin Breen. I want to talk to Justin about something I saw him post about. First is his biggest accomplishments of 2021, what he's most proud of, what he's most excited about, and then second, a little bit about where he's focused for 2022. He also has this concept of naming his years. I want to talk about that a little bit too. Justin, take a moment. Tell us, what are the things you're most proud of from 2021?
Yeah, you know, 2021 was by far the best year of my life, both personally and professionally. And really starting with family, just spending a ton of time with my family, and my sons, Jake and Chase, are doing really well in their various sports. And my wife, Sarah, and I have lunch every Wednesday. And just, you know, just doing that kind of family stuff is the most important thing. And, you know, professionally, started a second company, working on the foundation for writing my next book, and then record profit from first company, which I started almost 5 years ago now with zero business background. So it's been just a nice ride, and just realizing that it's only beginning, and 2022 will be even better.
So really two big things. I mean, great time with family in 2021, and you sort of were able to grow and earn that, and you've always made it a priority. And second, a record year for your business, which is in its fifth year. I know also a couple years ago you finished a book called Epic Business, and you've built Prepic terrifically. Where are you focused, Justin, for this year coming up? Where are you focused? And you also, I know that you spent a lot of time with Strategic Coach and some other things.
Yep.
Can you talk about the importance of things like Strategic Coach to your own growth, your own centeredness, your own staying focused, and how that's helped and why people might benefit from those kinds of coaching side of efforts? And just as a point of information, we sell no coaching through Becker Strategy or Scott Becker at all, but I'm always, you know, as a disclosure. So, but talk about the benefit of your being involved in those kinds of efforts and organizations.
Well, I like to be the dumbest person in the room. If I'm not the dumbest person in the room or one of them, I get bored very quickly, and I'm a lifelong learner. So I just like to learn. I like to be in a room with people like you, and then, oh, that's a good idea, I'll do that. You know, I have actually come up with very few good ideas. Most of the good ideas that happen in my life are from other folks, and then I activate, maximize, achieve those ideas. So being in a room with, you know, Strategic Coach folks or Abundance 360, I'm usually the person in the room with the most to learn. So I need to be in a room like that.
Fantastic. And talk about what you're most focused on growing in 2022.
Yeah, so you talked about earlier naming years. So 2020 was global growth, 2021 was No Limits, and 2022 is Epic Life. My next book will be called Epic Life. I'm going to start writing that pretty soon as my new company, which is called Brepic Network, as that starts to take off. That's really what I'm focused on, is having an epic life, just continuing to double down on the things that have gotten, you know, have led to success so far. So spending even more time with my family, raising rates exponentially to weed out folks who make excuses and attract people who will just make the investment. And the new company, you know, is really, the new company is just kind of an encompassing or a simplification of all of that stuff. It's, you know, high price point, invite only connectivity platform. It's just technology for my brain. And it's really exciting to do something like that. The idea for that, I wrote it down. I think it was November 9th, 2020, listed all these things that had to happen for the company to be successful. And I actually looked at the list, the other day. I'm like, oh, all these things have actually happened to get it started. And now it's getting it started and onboarding new clients. So it's really exciting to be in the process of doing that.
And what does that new business look like? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I guess I describe it as LinkedIn without the BS. So I like LinkedIn a lot. You know, I have 27,000 followers on LinkedIn, but there's a lot of BS there. And basically, it's creating my own economy. So people at the highest level, they don't want to spend 3-4 years, building relationship. They just want an intro. They want an intro to the right person. And so basically what that company is just, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people like that, that just put out there, hey, I need this. And then boom, goes to your network. Here's the intro. Hey, I need this. Boom. It goes to your network. Here's the intro. And it's really exciting. This magazine called Private Wealth Magazine just did a big story on the new company. And so Private Wealth, they have about 2,000 subscribers. And then, you know, average revenues in the eight figures per subscriber, because it has to be the right numbers. So it's LinkedIn for people like that, or for, you know, people that will make the investment to become someone like that. And that's what's really exciting about it, is that it's just, it'll just 100x, 1,000x what I'm already doing.
Well, congratulations, Justin. It's always inspiring to talk to you. We appreciate your time very, very much. Again, Justin Breen, the founder of Brapic, the author of Epic Business, and just a wonderful leader and clear talker and inspiring person. Thank you for joining us, Justin.
Yeah, it's a great start to the year, Scott. I'm very thankful to you and your team for interviewing me every week, and it'll just keep getting more interesting and better for sure.
Thank you very much.